Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every week by email on Sunday. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget all the other things you can do on my website. Thousands, count them, thousands of archives of past shows that we've done that you can go and find by the name of the guest or by the topic. Or by the date, you can do that too. And we got some new tools coming up too, by the way, folks, that will make it even easier to get to the archive that you want. And so check all that out. Plus all the other things like the articles and all the things that are free there just for you, thanks to our great corporate sponsors and my organization. Alan Vasan is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He's Vice President of Marketing for North America Agent Operations at Xerox. And those of you who know anything about me, you've heard me over the years talk about my great experience, my rich experience, and very fortunate experience having been an employee of Xerox for a number of years. And it's good to have Alan on the show. I want him to tell us about what that company's got going on, especially with regard to women in the marketplace. Alan, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here, Alan. It's always a pleasure to have somebody who is a Xeroid. You know, if you're ever a Xeroid, aren't you kind of always a Xeroid?
You know, Jim, I think it sort of runs in the veins. You're right. And I've been with Xerox, for over 20 years now, and I think I probably learn something new every day, though, which really is what makes this experience so exciting for me.
Well, it is, and my audience has heard me say many times before, and a couple of my Brain Trust members, I don't know if you know Rob Jollis or not, but Rob is a former Xeroid. He's an author and a trainer now, and he's one of the members of my Brain Trust who's an ex-Xerox employee and a former trainer at your school in Leesburg, but he and I talk about this a lot, and there's just something about that organization. When I was there in the 70s and early 80s, at least in that time, there was a great camaraderie in that company, and I'm sure you guys still have that.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, because so much of our business, Jim, is about relationship, not only among the team members, but also with our customers.
Right.
And, you know, people think of us as a pretty good copier company, but the truth is we're really about service, like so many of the small business partners that are listening today.
Absolutely. Alan, one of the reasons why you're here today is because I'm sort of building up to my trip down to Boca Raton. Actually, I'm leaving today, and I'm going to be down there broadcasting Monday and Tuesday from Office Depot's Success Strategies for Business Women's Conference. And your CEO is going to be speaking there, isn't she?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Anne Mulcahy, our CEO, will be one of the keynote speakers at the Office Depot event. And, you know, this is really a unique opportunity, Jim, to bring women business owners and entrepreneurs together. It's a great opportunity to exchange ideas, build relationships, and help them grow their businesses. I think one of the other real positives is it's a chance for them to meet some of the most exceptional women in business today and to truly be inspired by them. And, you know, you've talked about this in your show in the past, but, you know, women-owned events, I mean, you think about where the women-owned businesses are going today. It's such a strong and vibrant segment of the market. It's just really taken off. I think last year that segment grew about 40% over the prior year. So it's definitely a key opportunity for all small business owners as well.
Well, the number is approaching 50% of small businesses. When I started doing this show in 97, at that time, 40% of businesses were women-owned. And now I think that number is getting closer to 50%. It's growing exponentially,
yes.
And women are coming into their own in terms of being business owners, and there are a lot of reasons for that. There are a lot of things. I have really had a great time over the years talking to especially women who are out there helping, who are doing it themselves, who are starting businesses themselves, and who are helping women start businesses. It's really exciting to see, as someone who does what I do, Alan, and I know you've seen this yourself, it's fun to see the lights come on in someone's eyes when you see that they're getting it, that you know, I think I may actually be able to be a small business owner. It's fun,
yes.
Isn't it?
It really is, Jim. And I think, you know, to really support the women-owned businesses in our market, it's so important that we're in tune with what their requirements are. You know, we need to be good listeners, and we need to understand what are they trying to accomplish, and how can we give them something of value to really help them be successful, whether it's helping them run their business more efficiently or helping them be more effective in selling.
Right. Alan, hold that thought. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick one, folks. When we come back, Alan's going to stay with us, and we're also going to be joined by Aaron Bernstein. And Aaron is Director of Strategic Alliances and Partnerships at Microsoft. And we're going to be back with these two gentlemen right after these messages. It's 20 till. Stay with us.
All my cares just drift right into space. On the roof is a peaceful aspect.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with the tires and drummers go crack, boom, bam.
We're back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking in the USA with our new friend Alan Bassan, who's vice president with Xerox. And we're going to be rocking also with a friend of mine, someone I don't think you've met him before, but I have. His name is Aaron Bernstein. He is the Director of Strategic Alliances and Partnerships for Microsoft. And so Alan's still with us. He's going to stay with us. But Aaron, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Say hello to Alan Bassan.
Alan, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, Aaron. Yourself?
Great.
It's good to have you here, Aaron. You and I have known each other for a long time, but I think this is the first time you've been on the show, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And so it's good to have you here. As you know, Alan and I probably know, you know, we were talking, have been talking a little bit about this Office Depot Success Strategies for Businesswomen conference, and you're actually in Boca Raton right now, aren't you? You got a head start on me.
Yes, we are. We're actually preparing for the conference. This is our second year that we're involved in the conference. And really, it goes along with the time frame that we've been focusing not only on the small business over the last 15 years, but really women in business over the last couple of years, and forming the partnerships and getting involved in the right areas and really understanding the women's business market so that we can help meet their needs as well.
Alan and I were just talking about this sector of the marketplace, this women business owners, it's really growing with a bullet, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. You know, if you look at some of the statistics, you can look at whether it's the 50 or 51% of the women-owned business and how fast they're growing. And some statistics even say that 1 out of 7 people are employed by a women-owned business. But the two stats that really are important to us here at Microsoft as we look at women in business is they're more likely to embrace technology in their business strategy, which is very important to us because we're a technology company. And then the other one is they're more likely to purchase on the Internet, which even makes them more savvy about how they do their business as they try and maximize their time. So those are two key stats as we look at business.
And, you know, there's an irony, an anecdotal irony that I've accumulated over the years, Alan and Aaron. One of the things I've interviewed, I don't know how many hundreds of women over the last several years on this, women business owners, some of the original pioneers really of women business owners back in the 60s, they were blazing the trail as their own, you know, as a business owner. And what they used to tell me horror stories virtually about how banks would mistreat them, how banks would say, you know, bring your husband back or bring your financial statement, your husband's financial statement or whatever. They couldn't get the money from the banks. And that's changed. The banks aren't like that anymore. They're not doing that anymore. This was the old dinosaur guys that were doing that. But the thing that the irony here is that we now know that women perform on their loans to a much higher degree than men.
Definitely.
How about
it's an
that?
Exciting time for women-owned businesses. That's for sure. The the opportunities that are there that weren't there even a decade ago, that
right.
are there now, that people recognize the women business and women-owned business as a market that is very important and definitely can't be neglected and really needs to be supported mm-hmm. in a number of different ways.
Alan, one of the things that the women who have been on the show before have agreed with me on and have admitted is that one of the things that women have needed in terms of collectively and individually is they've needed a little bit of help with confidence. They needed to prove to themselves that they could actually do what was needed to be done. And that's one of the reasons that the things that Xerox and Microsoft and other companies like Office Depot and other companies are doing very concerted efforts to help women gain that confidence. Alan, I'd like for you to speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, Jim, you're absolutely right. You know, women bring the vision and the commitment to make the business successful, but, you know, they can't do it alone. And where partners like Microsoft and Xerox come in is, let's figure out how we can help the women business owner be successful. You know, you think about all the hats they wear. They're the CEO. They're probably the top salesperson. They're probably the purchasing manager in addition to so many other roles. And, you know, they need some help. And as Aaron mentions, they do their homework. They obviously they understand the web. They know how to get information. But they also need relationship. They need people that can come in, not just for the immediate sale, but they need to build long-term relationships. And they do a lot of things on trust. So understanding that is very important in terms of really creating a solid partnership.
Right, absolutely. And I want to say that thank you to Xerox and Microsoft both for the commitment that you've made to this Office Depot project. As you know, Office Depot is one of my sponsors, and they do a great job with women. And so anything that you do that helps them in this effort, this Business Women's Success Strategies Conference, anything that you guys do, we appreciate that very much. Aaron, what are some other things that you'd like for us to know about what's going on these days?
Well, one of the things that we've just done is we've launched a new dedicated part of our small business center focused on women in business. This includes practical tips and inspirational stories, those stories like Alan was talking about, that really give a woman who might just be starting out a business, might not have that full confidence, about how their peers are doing, how they can go ahead and use the technology to their greatest advantage. Even if you look at a women business owner, they have many different types of things on how they operate differently. Alan pointed out trust. That is a key component mm-hmm. that is so strong with women. But when you think about a technology perspective, a lot of them are the same as a general small business. They need access to the information and experts. Mm-hmm. They need a better understanding of the solutions and products that are available to them from a technological standpoint. And how they can get more out of our products and other people's products to do that business and get more out of their day, because so many women aren't just running their business,
right.
but they're also running the household and doing many other things. And
well
so,
said. Aaron, yeah. Give us your website.
Yeah. Our small business website, our small business center, is www.microsoft.com.
Hold on to that thought, Alan and Aaron. I mean, Aaron and Alan and I are going to be back right after these messages. Too many A's today. It's Ten Tails. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Alan Vasson is here, too. I've had a real good time visiting with Alan. Alan, it's been good to have you here today. We still got a little bit of time, but it's been fun to talk to a member of a company that I used to be an employee of, Xerox, and have some wonderful memories. You know, and I want to say this out loud to you, Alan. I've said it to other people. My audience has heard me say this before. I use every day of my life in business, I use something I learned at Xerox now. Even now.
Right. You pick up those skills early on, Jim, and they stay with you forever.
The best training I ever got, and I can't imagine anybody getting any marketplace training better than what I got at Xerox. And I want to thank you for that. I want to come back to you in a second. Before we do, Aaron, we had to go to the break, and we may not have finished your website information. Go ahead.
Sure. It's www.microsoft.com and then / small business.
Small business. Or women, if they want to go to the women's site, right?
Right. If they follow the small business with another / women, which is pretty logical, that's where the specific site on women in business is. So,
Alan Vasan, and by the way, folks, Alan is Vice President of Marketing for Xerox in North America. Alan, what would you – you've got my small business owners at your – you know, kneeling at your feet here. They're waiting for you to cast your pearls before them. What would you like to say to them?
Well, you know, Jim, I think this is an incredibly exciting time for small business owners. And, you know, my expertise is marketing. And, you know, we've done a lot of things on the marketing front over the last couple of years that I think there's some lessons here that can definitely help our small business owners. You know, one of the big lessons I learned early on, and by the way, it applies whether you're a big company like Microsoft or Xerox or a small one, it's not about the product or the hardware you have to sell, but it's how you can make your customer more successful. Mm-hmm. And that's how we have to approach it from a marketing perspective. You know, put yourself in the shoes of the small customer. What are their pain points? And I've always believed if you can make your customer successful, you're going to be successful as well.
One of the things I like to say is find out what keeps your customers up at night.
Yes.
And then help them get more sleep.
Exactly right. And, you know, whether it's helping them take cost out of the business, because we're all running on shoestring budgets. You know, we're all trying to make ends meet. Or you're trying to help them sell more, be more successful with their own customers. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of ways you can approach it. And yeah. Figuring out what keeps them up at night can make all the difference.
Aaron Bernstein, one of the things that another thing I like to tell the people who listen to me and read what I have to say is, Alan just mentioned it quickly just now, don't just help your customers, help your customers help their customers.
Definitely, definitely. It is so important. If we look at what the future is here and how technology can help, customer relationship management, if we have so many customers, how do you manage that process? That whole idea of helping not only the small business, but helping them help those customers, that is so critical. And now, compared to even just a couple years ago, there are so many avenues. I mean, we have products that are for the single user, business contact manager, or we have CRM products. But just being able to understand what your customer needs are, if you're a small business owner, and keep track of those are so important. So CRM is a critical component of small business.
It really is. And Alan, as you know, the great thing about technology is it's now available, powerful technology is now available in incremental applications and bite-sized pricing for small businesses that 10 years ago we never had access to that kind of stuff.
That's so true, Jim. I mean, you look from PCs to copiers to printers, everything has come down dramatically in price. So it's so much easier for a small business partner to acquire technology now, more so than ever before.
Right. Alan, I want you to give us your website again, please.
Sure. Our website is www.xerox.com.
All right.
And the other way to reach us, Jim, is a 1-800 number, 1-800-ASK-XEROX.
All right. What can we ask Xerox?
Well, you know, you think about it. You think about the challenges that you as a small business partner have. We offer a full line of products, services for the small business owner, from the traditional copier to great fax and printing products. Mm-hmm. And you talked earlier about, you know, where are we headed over the, you know, as we look ahead to the 21st
century. I got
20
seconds. Go ahead.
You know, basically, we've done a lot of listening, and the key is understanding what the customer's pain points are and coming up with solutions that are simple, easy, very affordable, because we're all looking for value in the product set,
right,
and really making a difference for the business.
Alan Vasan, thank you for being here. Thank you for your participation in the Office Depot's Success Strategy Conference, and I appreciate your time today. Aaron Bernstein, thank you for what you're doing. I'll see you on Sunday or Monday.
That sounds great, Jim.
I'm looking forward to it. Aaron Bernstein, ladies and gentlemen, with Microsoft. Alan Vasan's with Xerox. Thanks, guys. I'll see you next time. We'll get both of you back again one day. See you later. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.